Log Talk Radio.
It's the Dr. Trevecia Williams Show. Time for conversation and tips about today's personal, family, and work-life reality.
Have you always had a healthy relationship with your child but sometimes feel rejected? Do you feel overwhelmed by all of the roles that you juggle every single day and seemingly have leaving no time for yourself? Well, stay tuned because today's broadcast is going to provide insight and information about ways to deal with those things. In the aftermath of Kate Spade, the loss of her, I want to address motherhood, marriage, rejection, and stress. Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Trevecia Williams. I am so glad that you could join me for today's broadcast. I feel like we've got some very important information to cover, some news and issues to talk about in the wake of things that's going on in our world with, you know, families being separated at the border and other things that are going on. It's just important to continue conversations about ways that we can reach resolve and move forward with our lives. So I'm going to be addressing stress, rejection, and relationships. My max out life theory. When parents have an unhealthy balance of self and family, work and life roles, overbearing responsibilities can lead to self-neglect. And, you know, honestly, I think that that's one of the issues with Kate Spade. I am not a psychologist nor a mental health professional, but as a human behavior expert, who deal with, you know, people and helping them, you know, live more effective lives through full potential living coaching. I can certainly speak to some of these issues and, from the human behavioral perspective, and not to mention having 10 years, over a decade of education in behavioral sciences, including a doctorate in psychology. So I can speak to these issues in terms of habits change management, helping people move beyond different phases and stages that they're experiencing, and just really realizing, helping them realize that it's temporal. The moment is temporal, and just being able to think long enough to reach out for help can be helpful. And self-neglect is a really big issue with parents, with moms in particular. I'm a mother. I know personally and professionally with all of the moms and who have 20 and teen daughters that I've dealt with and worked with and coached over the years. I definitely know, you know, that you can have a tendency to neglect yourself in terms of not taking care of self needs, just that personal time with self, just to you know, have some downtime to relax and, you know, de-stress and just pull self together so that you can, you know, be refreshed and rejuvenated. A day at the spa, you know, exercise, a lot of things that we just don't do every day because we've got so many other responsibilities and so many other roles that we're fulfilling, and it seems like everybody comes before self. So giving other people and things higher priority over self-care, which is really what that is, can overly task your relationships, other relationships that you have, especially the parent-child relationship that, you know, moms have with their children. And, you know, that's another factor that I want to raise about the Kate Spade loss is that, you know, She was a professional. She was an entrepreneur, and she had so many responsibilities and so many things going on in her life. Until she probably didn't have a lot of time for self care, and so many people pulling at her and pulling her in so many different directions. And so, Again, there's so many teaching moments from every experience, even other people's experiences, and sometimes those are the ones that we can gain the most from. You know, it certainly deserves more, you know, observation and discussion to, you know, learn from, you know, what she experienced. And one of the things I found interesting is that in one of the interviews that she did, she mentioned how her tween daughter did not want her around anymore, and so that's when she, you know, relaunched, you know, got back into her work and relaunched some more lines of, you know, handbags and shoes and things to kind of distract her and occupy her mind and time and be productive, because you know, she was obviously taken back by the rejection, and probably didn't understand it, but I can speak to that and what that really means when a tween or teen girl in particular, both boys and girls, but you know, since I do a lot of work with moms and their tween and teen daughters, I can really speak to the fact that your daughter is not to take it personally first and foremost. It's an important factor to you know, think about in terms of she is discovering who she is. Your daughter is discovering who she is as an individual, and so you know, sometimes they act in peculiar ways. They act that out in peculiar ways that we don't always understand. And so I'm, you know, at the end of our test, I'm going to provide some tips on how to overcome that rejection, just so that you can stay in a good place, and by the same token, you know, still have a, you know, healthy relationship with your daughter if you are experiencing that rejection, because I think that, you know, all moms, you know, go through some degree of that. As children are growing up and discovering who they are and gaining more friends and doing other things and leaving parents to feel like, you know, they're not needed or not loved or not wanted. And so that's a big factor in just feeling maxed out and feeling like, you know, overwhelmed, like things you know, have reached their tipping points. And so, you know, another reason to, you know, reach out for help, sure, you know, I'm really big on being spiritually grounded and making sure that you have a very strong base there, a strong relationship with God. We all need it. This world has really gotten away from it. A lot of people have, and it's the most essential part of being, simply being, that there is. It's a powerful way to manage stress and just deal with things that are bothering self. So a strong spiritual base is important in addition to surrounding self with people who can help, helping professionals, mental health professionals, loving and supportive family members, and friends and social networks of people who can help you get through, you know, tough and sometimes, you know, difficult things in life. We all need that, some outlets, and we all need some ways to manage and to vent and to, you know, talk about things that are important to us and feel like, you know, it, you know, in doing so, you're going to be heard and understood and helped. All three are essential to just being whole and healthy and fully functional person so that you can fulfill your purpose. And that's another thing that's missing in today's world is a sense of purpose. A sense of, you know, you have a passion for something deeper that's driving you, driving your behaviors, driving your activities and actions, your thoughts, even every single day. It's something greater than you know what meets the eye, and it includes other people. Just that sense of purpose is essential to adding meaning to life, and being able to get up every day and go after that next goal that's going to help you achieve or realize or fulfill the purpose that you have. And realizing that it doesn't get done overnight. It doesn't get done in one day. It's a process, and understanding that the steps that you take every day is moving you closer towards fulfilling the goal, which helps you fulfill your purpose, is really important to keep in mind as you go from day to day. Sometimes people get disappointed and frustrated about that, even not seeing success right away, not realizing, outcomes, visible, measurable outcomes from their efforts every day. And so that can, cause a sense of being overwhelmed and frustration. And so it's important to realize this, it doesn't happen overnight, and it's okay that it doesn't happen overnight. It's probably best that it doesn't happen instantly, because that means that a lot of thought and creativity has been placed into doing, taking those steps every day. So, and it's probably going to lead to a higher quality outcome as well. So, keep that in mind when you are, going about your day, because, again, we're maxed out. We're really maxed out in so many different categories. And so we have to just kind of take a break and step back and consider our ways and consider, what we really want and what our, most importantly, what our purpose is in life. That helps to put everything in proper perspective. So here are, some strategies that you can use right away if you are feeling overwhelmed. Number one, it's important to have belief in yourself and your own abilities to achieve. The purpose-centered goals and tasks that you have every day. So that, when you have a sense, when you have belief in yourself, it's a source of strength that you can draw from and use to achieve your goals. People who have stronger degrees of belief usually experience less stress in difficult situation. So keep that in mind. Also, it's important to rethink the way you think about stress. Journaling is, an all-time favorite, but it's an oldie but goodie way of just rethinking, reducing your thoughts to writing about the way you perceive stress. Even just doing that can reframe everything and reset your stress button so that you can, manage it differently. And then it's also important to have hope and just knowing that this is something, obviously hope is something that's invisible, but yet it affects the visible world that we live in. One of my favorite texts says, faith without hope, without hope, it's impossible to succeed. So, and faith without works, it leads to nowhere. It's important to have belief. It's important to have hope. It's important to just kind of assess your way of thinking about stress. And rebuilding, another way of resetting that mindset, just hit the refresh button so that you can have healthier ways of managing. And I told you that I would provide tips about rejection with your children, because it's a really big issue. And I would say, I will add to that, it's also very normal to feel a certain degree of rejection. Because, again, tweens and teens are discovering themselves. And part of that discovery process is just kind of branching out and, you know, figuring some things out on their own, you know, gaining new friends and surrounding themselves with, you know, new peers. And so just try not to take it personally and just understand that that's what's really happening with your teen or your tween or teen child. Also, try to respond with guidance and love. It's more important at that stage than ever that, you know, that your child has an overwhelming amount of love from you, and they feel that, they know that, that you love them. And it's also important that they have strong guidance. Believe it or not, even though they stomp and they don't always react positively to guidance, they expect it. And so they respect you for that guidance. So continue to do that even in the midst of the rejection, you know, still be the parent. And it's important to move beyond the moment of rejection by focusing on things that you have in common with each other. You know, if you both like watching, you know, a certain show on TV, you know, make sure that you keep that date with your child and sit down and have and watch that show, and just have that natural interaction with them, and you'll find yourself meeting each other on common grounds and connecting, reconnecting, so that you can, you know, exchange love and care and respect for one another. And don't be ashamed to get professional help. You know, seek out help from a mental health professional or psychologist, because there's so much stigma that has been related to getting help from professionals, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Stigma has created barriers, but just know that there's absolutely nothing wrong with sitting down and having a talk with someone, a professional that can help walk you through those deeply seated emotions that can lead to other things that are not, not positive. So keep those tips in mind and realize that you're not alone, but the first step is, you know, realizing that, hey, I am totally overwhelmed. Let me sit down and take a break and reassess my life and my roles and responsibilities. And really look at things that you need to say yes to more, and the things that you really need to reject yourself. You know, say yes to yourself first and foremost, because self-care is very essential to being able to care for anyone else and fulfill the other roles that you have. So say yes to you every single day and put you first. It's not selfish. It's just knowing that you are so important to yourself and everyone around you, until you cannot afford not to put you first and say yes to you and assess the things that you're you know, agreeing to do every day, so that you can make sure that, you know, there are things that are conducive to your reaching your, you know, your goals and the things that are important to you that are, you know, that are closely aligned with your purpose and your mission as well. Sometimes as women, we tend to have a problem with saying no, but it's important to be able to reject. And when I say no, reject things that are not aligned with where you're going and the things that you hope to achieve, and say yes to self-care every single day. Well, those are my tips for the day, and I hope that you've gained some you know, things that you can use. It's pretty important to just sit down and realize and accept the fact that, you know, life can be overwhelming, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is important to embrace that and understand that and have information that you need to do something about it. So thanks for sharing part of your day with me. And don't forget to connect with me on Twitter at Dr. Trevisha and Facebook. You can also subscribe to my newsletter at TrevishaWilliams.com. And remember, you can't help what you were born into, but you can certainly help what you create. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.